So I think we'll start. We'll realize the Ikra Sugya, Lahedikra, and a lot of the Nakudas that we don't know, Bez Hashem, but next time they'll look back to the Sugya, Adnallah, we'll be done in the Lord, the Kiyan and Chas, and we'll know all the Sugyas in Ebenezer, and everywhere else is of the Tzir of Kitumai, and the Chulu, the Sugyas of Tainus, Achilu, the Tainus, of the Tainus. And at least by the time we get back here in one of our chazaras, we've already learned the sugyas of Pogum and the Simen Kufchaska Tzimu. But at least we'll try to take certain nekudas out from the first time through, because as we'll see, all of this is going to have to, first time through, there's only a certain degree of klarkeit we'll be able to have. So here, we'll try to take out what we have of klarkeit from that list. So for starters, I think the most Megillah Maisa part of the Tzimu is not so much Tzimus Akum, because as we know that today we don't do that. Even Sfarim of things, the minig is that they don't do Timus Ah. So what's Megay is going to be Timus Yisrael. And what would be cases that are Megay Lamaitza? As we mentioned, we had a couple of cases. Number one would be, maybe the easiest case, would be if someone cooked vegetable soup in a fleshig benyoy my path, and now he wants to have it with mochutz, or for carrots, so can you take a spoonful, try it, chew it, swallow it, nice Yiddish, the Yid, and they'll say, doesn't taste at all fleshes to me, so now I can eat it with mochitz. And there, what I'm saying is more kal, because there I have a tzad lo, I lose one tzad lahachmer, at least, and even the rabbi and the rabban would say you should be able to be be'etz and start to say mochon timus kvela there, because there isn't a vada shishi. There isn't a vada not shishi. The next case, more chal, would be if I know that one of the ingredients was mochit or whatever, and I know that there's not shishim connected, but vayter, can I be said, when I'm not fleshig to try it and see if I taste any mochins in it? That case is more hard, because there you have there the tzir for the round and round man, who would be machmer? It wouldn't be saying machmer kfeil.
You don't know how much is in there.
Because lo yishim would be the same. I'm saying, let's see, we know there was not shishim connected. I know there's mamashas of mochins in it, and I know there is not shishim connected. So then you have Noch the Ram, and the Ramban would be Machmer in such a case. Because Hishul Midei say it.
Why would we be Machmer? Can I just go back? Why would we be Machmer in Timus Hakum if it's Mesiach Lefi Tumo?
Why would we? Well, number one is about Allah Rachim and say, we're not saying Machmer Mesiach Lefi Tumo by Dereis, and we never try and kick a Dereis. That's not a good enough Ram. We don't know that he's telling the truth. Chayshus, he's lying.
Even if it isn't good, yeah?
Well, I'm saying, you wonder, what would be the tzad lahachmer? What would be the tzad lahachmer? The others would say, it's better than every other mitzvah of Yitzhu, and it's a little gluey in the end. Another case that was brought in the place of Negeah here would be, what if it was a taruvus that had some isser fell into it, even isser mamish fell into it, and one of those, we know there is not shishim connected to isser, but some Yid didn't know that there was Taruvah Sisir here, and he ate it. He tried some. And only afterwards he told him, no, wait, put that down. It's in there. That's where, you know, I'm waiting to call the Rav on that. That is Isser in it. He says, oh, it tasted fine to me. It tasted kosher to me. I didn't taste any Isser in it. So give me Zemachana. And if we're going, trying for even the biggest kula we could find, I guess the biggest potential kula in the Sukkah, which I can't say I found anyone from the Sukkah was Mekul for, but would be, let's say you're in a case, let's say B'malkam, B'di'evid, and Hefzid Merubo, and Sudas Shabbos, you have the Erev Shabbos and Yeshiva, the big pot that they use for all the Yeshiva's chalons, and it turns out that the mistake used the wrong pot, and it was the Benochen pot, or whatever it is. So now you measure everything, and you have 50, 55 times the B'yor Shishim. So could you be Saibu Chantimus Kvela Akum? Even though the Ramosas, the Midhug is not to be Seymach and Timus Akum, but is there any Mokah in the Mokah Bashas, Hefzid Merubo, Mokah Mitzvah, whatever, to be Seymach and Timus Akum even?
No place to make
of it? I didn't find anyone better. You found someone make of it?
Yeah.
Who?
Yabia
Oimer for carrot. Yabia Oimer for a Sfadi cleric to be Seymach on it. But for the Amoyed, he didn't have any half of it for Ashrazi to make of it. That was my deal.
After
his 40
tasted, maybe
we'll be safe. Okay, you do the Shaykh, you say, the Eitzah from the Tapu Kurov, to give it to a Goy, then to a Sfarin, then to Ashkenazi. Okay, can even Adam went to crazy places. After good taste, when Yisrael tasted that you'll spit it out if it tastes this in me.
Yes,
he
did.
What?
Yeah, quite
a bit. Oh, there's Ram,
yeah. Was it Ram? Was the
Fine. So I think in order to divide, we have to get the Yisrael Dabba. What was the Yisrael Dabba, number one? What was the Chumras Ramah? Why is the Ramah being Machmer? And even more, you say, what is the Ramah coming to say, Stam? The middle of the world, we don't ask famous. And it was a Chumra, and so on, it's actually Nazi Chumras. We'll find a lot of them in the Sira Hatter. And it's only a minute. Or is it Shat that the Ramah bad was arguing the Yisrael Dabba and the Is there Yisrael is the Gemachlekes here? It's done. Chomer Baal. And L'chayr, the main L'chayr Pshat in Ramah, if it's a Machlekes, Pshat is, or even if it's a Minhag, but the Minhag was to be Machler, according to, I think, almost all that, right? The Minhag was to be Machler like Rashi and the Rosh. So the question is, why did Rashi and the Rosh themselves require both Kfeilu and Nisiyah Lefi Tumah? If Kfeilu gives me a Nemonus of Lemeir of Dasei, and Nisiyah Lefi Tumah gives me a Nemonus, so why do I need two Nemonus? If we say the Vitu and Losh is not good by the Rises, so what does it help when you combine it with the Lemeir of Nasa?
That's technique that
Rashi and
the Rosh
Midah fell inside Lemeir of Nasa, not inside Bokeh Batan. Oh, what is the reason the Rashi did? That's what I'm asking. If it's out, Lemeisa is Lemoshel, so we'll start with that Nekud Lemeir. That Nekud, the Chumas Adashim, Lechayr was clear that he understood that both the Svara of Kfeila and the Svara of Nesiach Lefi Tumay are both only Meshul Nemos. Not that there's any Chashad. The reason Kfeila has nothing to do with Bekiyas Betam, that wasn't it. The issue is Nemos of Lemeirum Nosay. That's Lechayr Kfeila. Chumas Adashim understood it. Lechayr is also Lechayr that the Bach understood, but that's why he says, so when you talk about Yisrael, who is anyway Nemon, there's no reason to need a Kfeila. Even like Rashi and the Rosh. So it's clear Lechayr, the Bach and the Chumas Adashim both understood that even Rashi and the Rosh who say you always need a Kfeila, but only Meshul Nemonis, for some reason, and the Primogodah understands in the Chumas Adashim, I'm not 100% sure why he sees it in the Chumas Adashim, but the Chumas Adashim saying the Ikr is Lemeirum Nosei. Lemeirum Nosei, that's a real Nemonis. And that's the Ikr here. And just as a Chumar Ba'almod and the Rosh and Rashi added, you also need Nesiach Lefi Tumay. And I guess it's coming because it was pretty clear that Nesiach Lefi Tumay alone doesn't. And Nesiach Lefi Tumay is not a Nemonis. So why couldn't you learn they're both equal, that they don't, that each one only works together? I don't know. But the Prima Gomel clearly understood, sticks out to the other, that Levasa Rosh and Levasa Rashi, that Loi Meir Ubnose is the Iker reason, that's the Iker Nemonis, and as a Chumar, you also need Nesiach Lefi Tumay. So they clearly understood the Rashi and the Rosh are only being Machmer Meshum Nemonis, and Oy Bazoid and the Bach and the Shach are right that for a Yid, there is no Chesaron in Nemonis.
It could be like the
Primogodim
would be Machmer and the Rashba. Rashba brings that you need either Nemonis or Nesiach Lefi Tumay. Yesh Machmerim that Nemonis is not enough, you need also Nesiach Lefi Tumay.
Okay, do we have a good explanation why Loy Meir Nos is not enough of a Nemonis? I didn't see.
In the Yamsha Shlomo.
But he's not going in the Russian. He's not Etzim going in the Russian Rash. He's going in Zman Hazeh.
He's not saying
Etzim.
Right.
Well, what did the Chazm Sefer occur? Because they won't lie.
Stalin tried to trick him again. That's just the whole
thing. The Chazm Sefer was saying in the Russian, now he's saying it in Zman Hazeh also.
I only recorded them.
You didn't see the side.
Sometimes they're there in Russian.
And what is only answer? It's only a month. Yeah. Well, it's not a whole level of the same. And what may have Nossi and Mabaisis before she learned other things? There is, we have nine of
like Umma, my name would Nossi even by their ass. Where's
that specific? That's on the design. On the Gemara and Dachta design. It wasn't even choice, it was Chadushim. Anyway, I don't know. I'm not going to go try to get through it, but I don't think that he was saying Shach in Rashi, in the Rosh. I think that he was saying, why does Mamazin Rabbah's Machmah?
The Bush also brings that they try and be master.
That's not, he's going back on the Shem Lysol, but have to see what further. All right, but Elmer, we move over now. Like that, Luchario, the Abayde Zegashuni is the first one, Luchario. He's Muhach, he understood. I am saying the Abayde Zegashuni also is Muhach that way, Luchario. Because he asked, every Mesirach Lefitumai is going to lose his way, Meirim Nasa. Because in the Meirim, he's Mesirach Lefitumai, he's not being oimed on his ownness, on his Nemonis. So again, it's naturally he understood that the Meirim Nasa is out, the reason you need it is out Nemonis, not out Bekim B'taim. Because you're not going to lose your Bekim B'taim because you're Mesirach Lefitumai, you'll lose your Nemonis of the Meirim Nasa.
For instance, because he doesn't
know
it's for
kashrus,
he might think it's important for a different reason.
Yeah, I know. The answer to everyone says that on Avodah Zegashuni, but the Maisa is, if Mucha from Avodah Zegashuni is kashrus, that he understood that the, because if the Maila of Blame Meirim Nasa, you know, if the way, the other way of understanding, the more part of which I think, the more partial way of understanding, is Blame Meirim Nasa, that the reason you need Kfeil is out to Bekiah is Betaimah. So then, the Avodah Zegashuni is kashrus doesn't start. Because what do you mean? I need a kfeila because I need someone who's a baki b'tam. But I need Mesirach Lefitumai to be able to believe in that he's saying that. Now, when he's Gishon is kasha that the two things are a steer to each other, is mashma that he was requiring both of them out to Ne'amonos. So the Ne'amonos of Lei Meirim Nasa is Nistar, is a steer to the Ne'amonos of Mesirach Lefitumai.
But does it make the kfeila less than a regular word?
Not less than a guy.
You're saying, makes sense. You have a student with whom it's still
right. Right, so he loses the Milo of Le Meirim Nasa. But that's only if the whole reason I need it is out of the Milo of Le Meirim Nasa. So then he's saying, I lose that all by being Mesirach Lefitumai. If the Milo of the fail is because he's a Baki Batam, so then I still have that Milo even if he's Mesirach Lefitumai.
Is there a
Gershon
in the Shach?
Yeah, the big Gershon in the Shach is the Avodah Zegashuni.
Otherwise,
the Shach is bringing. You see, that's what the Abayis wants from his kasha.
Yeah, he's proving that the only
Nemonis
about
the Mesirach Lefitumai. Because his kasha was kilu that it's both out of Nemonis.
With his kasha, he's proving that the Shun.
And Rabbi Kivager and his kasha were also Lucharei Mucha. Rabbi Kivager also asked a similar question. There was also Lucharei Mucha that he's coming, that he's, at least in his kasha, but he doesn't give it. He by a shver, his master, he understood that Mesirach Lefitumai, Nasi, the Kfeila is Meshum Ne'amonis. So if we understand that Rashi and the Rosh are coming Meshum Ne'amonis, so then I was there again, the Shach and the Bach are 100% right, L'chayra, that if the only issue here is Ne'amonis, then a Yid has Ne'amonis. A Yid is 100% Ne'amon without any, without a Lei Meirim Nasa, without a Mesirach Lefitumai. And there's no reason not to be Seimuch on a Yid, even a Yid who's not a Kfeila. L'maisa, the... If you want to go, let's say the Teres Abayis, until the last line, whose L'chayra is Shtekel also L'shitazan, that he's saying, he says, he by us, that it's Einon Bekim, that Tam is only talking about a Tam that's Nikr L'chol Adam. As Mamela is, I don't need the umness of a Kfeila. And Mamela, that's why he's poshut to him L'chayra, that you should be Meiko. Question is, at the end, when he wants to be Yesh L'chosh L'divreyim, how is he understanding Divreyim of the Rosh in Rashi?
How does he understand the Ne'amonis of the Meirim Nasa? Is it coming from Ne'amonis or from Shum Tinas Kfeila? famous because Lamar
again, up until the last line, until he's won the direct, when he's explaining what he was, how he himself understood the sukkah,
yeah.
He's clearly understanding that it's also Meram Nosev, because he's saying, I don't need a Kremel Livaki the Tam. Because all we care about is the Tam and the Yogeshma Chalav. The question is that at the end, when he's saying Yesh Lachosh and the Divrayim, Rashi and the Rosh, how did he understand that? So, and a lot of Heintigas, many of the Heintigas Svarim, the more they're like the Masudas Svarim, the Svarim that are Pirushim on Shulchan Aruch, like the Vadei Shulchan, the Madanei Shulchan. So here they're saying, they write Pashim on the Shulchan Aruch, they run the Ramah. Ramah says that the minhag is not to be Seimach on a Kfeil Ramah, but they bring Avu Yisrael. You can't be Seimach on Shachanbach. And if you just read Shulchan Aruch, that would seem to be pretty Pashim, L'chayot. It's Bachashach. Who are you? Who do we see who argues on?
But, meaning that what? That you don't need a Pukki?
Yeah, you should be able to leave the Yisrael even if he's not a Kfeilo. I mean, today we don't have Kfeilos are not boxing. How many people are Kfeilos? But you can be said, well, how many? If it's something that's Hatter, like they say, the Madai from Washington Mars said Kain. So if a Kain tastes it, doesn't say Kain Kfeilo, regular Kain.
Another rabbi will bring a Takolot if you give it to a Bucky. Because then he's going to say that he tastes it, but really it's not enough.
According to the Rabbi, we don't need the.
What? It's a Chumra, it's
not a Chumra.
Atakala
for the food. No, an unnecessary chumra. Yeah, okay. But some of the other Heintigas, the Heintigas farm, the Heintigas Landorim, if you will. So they're ma'ir that it's not at all so partial. There's a lot of rise to be matmer in the sugya. Marishka one time that way, Yerakish Teir, and Gil Sefer, I think, also wants to tie it that way. Is he wants to tie it? First of all, when do you have Taruvas of Mamboshas here? So you have the Ram and the Ramban who said that we always need Shishim. Because Hishul Chachamni, they say it. And Luchayat Mashmois and Sefer Trumo, and the Orzeruah, and the Visavat Aruch, and the Chavaz Das Passim is that way, Lamaisa. Here he's only Ramban's on his Mombafurish and Sefer Kotten Tess, I think it was, at the end of the Simon. But the Chavaz Das holds that the Hishul Chachamni, they say, here he's not so clear why he's being Machmah. But there's pretty clearly in that because Hishul Chachamni they say, and you always Noch the Gzeiris, and that was the Lashon of Sefer Truma was that in the Arzurua is after we pass in like Rabbeinu Tam the Tam Ki Iker Deraisa, and the Meila Bein the Mina Bein the Sheinay Mina you need Shishim, so remember we're not saying Machanek Chelut. So it sounds like we're saying what? Because after they were Hishul they say that Bein Mina Bein the Sheinay Mina Lach Balach, you always need Shishim, so you need Shishim. Even though the reason for Shishim was because of an umdina that when there's Shishim there's no Nesinus Tam. But not the Gzeir Hishmumi, they say you always need Shishim. And you can't be Malach, you can't have Bittul Midrabon. It will be Drabon, it won't be Daraisa. But the Lamaisa Midrabon, you can't have Bittul without Shishim. Even though there's no Tam, but Tam was only the Sivas HaGzeir. What does a Kfeila do? Kfeila is Mavara to me that there's no Tam. And you're not going to have a Shaila here of Tam Ki Iker Daraisa. Although Allah says, Hishul Chomi, they say, we need Shishim. It's not a Shishim is not a Hechatinsa for Tam. Tam was a Hechatinsa for the Gzeir Shishim.
And if it's a Suffolk Shishim, then there would be Mekel.
And Ruchanan. So this would only be Negev if there's Vale, if there's Nisar of Mufay Shalhisrim, and there isn't Shishim. There's Vale, not Shishim connected.
And where they, this is the Chavaz Das.
The Chavaz Das says it before, but it's Luchayra very much from the Sefer Tumana Zeruah, and Luchayra is Kratni Ramban and Ram. Is that Kozman, we don't have Shishim. Whatever it is, Bada and not Shishim. What?
Could be the
Rashi.
That's even the
Shachar,
you know?
Could be the Rashi also?
No,
it's not the Luchayr, it's the Luchayr now. Because according, if that's the case, then why?
Then only, but then not Bada Sabek only, but Bada Shishim, you would say. Well, according to Rashi, if you have a suffix shishim, it's also not, you can't be makel. They probably
okay, weren't. Okay, they wouldn't mach me on a suffix. Because anyways, Rashi was their own. And I'm bound on also. They mach me on a bad
thing. You want to throw on like half of Rashi, you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
how you get this.
And I'm not sure. That's all I'm just going to change it.
Why?
He says the whole problem of Timus Hakum is Nemonis.
But that's when you don't have the Sarif Gufa.
No, even by Sarif Gufa.
He says that in Ramban, I don't remember.
Yeah.
That's the Ramban. So that's number one. Number one, your problem, when you have Mamoshes here, you're going to have that, the Tzvendish, the Ram and the Ramban, the Sefer Truma, the Zerun, and the Svetor Aruch, and the Chavaz Das. We all seem to learn that Hishlach Chami Deseyan, and that you'll need Shish. The Agam, again, the Makar Hadaba was the Sugi of Tam Kekir that we spent a lot of time on. But that was all business. Until Chacham made the Gzeirah Drabbanon. After the Gzeirah Drabbanon, it's at least to be Mekel, you can't be Mekel just because there's no Tam, you need there also should not be Shish. If there is Shish and there's still Tam, that would be a different thing. So that's number one problem. Welcome to Yimachim. If we're Chayshash for the Ram and Ramban, so that would right away knock off some of the cases, all the cases that we mentioned where you have a Taruvus of Isser. The case of where you cooked it in the Fleshed pot or whatever would still be looked at. That would be Nitzad Lahachmer from the Ram and Ramban. Because then you're talking to have Shishun Kenegan, whatever came out of the pot. So that we won't say on that Hishvu Chachamim Midei Sein. But then there's a bigger Nikudah. The Maisa. As we mentioned before, at Sad, the Rashi and the Rosh are requiring both Kfeila and Mesiach Lefituloi Mishum Nemonis. And we said, Lishtikul Tzorchi, and why do I marry Nase alone isn't enough? However, there is Lechara, it's not the only Pshat and Rashi and the Rosh. Lechara from the Teres of Ayis, Maskonos Teres of Ayis, and the Meiri was very clear, is that part of the Chol of Meiri is clear, what's the reason for Rashi and the Rosh? Is because we're not the key in the time, and therefore you need a kfeila. What? As nevotas. Why? Why doesn't kfeila already give both?
Because
doesn't hold the merim nusik. Doesn't hold the merim nusik. That's a gemara with rashes and merim nusik. But other things.
It could be changed.
But that is
Rashi holds the need the Kfeila to be tame. Means there's not hope like the Rashbo that it's Tam Kol Adam. So we wouldn't be able to know if we did agree. Only if you ask another Kfeila.
Okay, that's true. Also, from the way the terms that I spoke it out is, he spoke out when he said his own sheet, he said that you only, Mesiach Lefituma is enough without a Kfeila because we're only Chayshish for Tam Anik and Nirgash will hold the name of them. And you don't, we're not chayshe for tamdat. Was matched at least part of the ma'ala kfeil is that he is ma'arish of tamdat. Just he, you don't need that. Then when he brought the Rosh and Rash and the Rosh and machmir yeshu achash l'divrayim, it's not muchach, but it's he taught them that they're gufa saying that we are chayshe for the tam and kolos that he, not like he said that we're only chayshe for tam and nirgish l'chol
b'nei olam. Why? It's because
he's saying that's what he said in the truth. I threw out Raya's Gemuras that you could be Mekel. You don't need Kfeila. Mesiach Lefituma alone is enough. Nemonas alone. However, I mean Machmir for Rashi and the Rosh. I hold the Raya. I hold the Sugi's Muchach not like them. But I mean Machmir for the Nachal Pikin. And then by Yisrael, you need a Kfeila. We're Chayshish for Tam Kolosh. And if that was, now is that Pshat? The question is that Pshat and Rashi and the Rosh, or at least is that the way the Ramah understood? When the Ramah said the Minhag to be Machmer, did he understand that was Pshat and Rashi and the Rosh he's being Machmer for?
Was it Mukh from the Rashba what he meant with want to be Machmer for Rashi and the Rosh?
Not Mukh. I'm saying, when he the contrast, there's a Mashmois, but not Mukh. Because he said, I hold that you only need Tam and Nirgash Chol Bnei Adam, but I'll be Chayshish for the Machmir. Now, is that what they were coming against? Not Muchach. However, the Tshuva Sarajba, I think, was more mashma that way. What are the Tshuva? What was mashma in the Tshuva Sarajba?
It's
a
halacha that
you
don't need the
time credit, you don't have time
of anybody.
Yeah, I didn't deal with Tshuva Sarajba, so I know what I meant when I read it here.
Not because people,
because he brought that to Kudu right. Because the Rajba brought what?
That was a shame.
Yeah, but he agreed with it in the Tshuva Lamaisa. In the end of the Tshuva, he did agree with it. That he agreed that the Tam is not such a clear thing by regular people. So his mashmi is chayshish for tois and tam. The Radvaz was mafurish like that. The chashish is a chashash.
Like feina.
If you don't have a
kfeila.
The Radvaz? Radvaz saying if you don't have a kfeila. You need a kfeila.
That's the reason why I can't be kfeila the same as today. I'm kfeila akum because a raya from the chayim. He says, Shafi and Jibar shom yimim shalke. V'raya ma chayim. It means, since anyway the all tamim were yes and no, so could be the Kfeira will feel it, some else won't.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, since it's a shagun, so it can't be said in a way.
I didn't understand the class that way.
That's the way of the Raj, huh?
Yeah.
Please,
just tell me why not to be some Kfeira Akum.
Okay.
I don't know, because the Rashi was much sure that a kfeila would help. The Radvaz didn't say that.
Yeah.
The Rashi was much sure a kfeila would help us, this chayla.
Yeah.
The Radvaz didn't say that. Okay. But the Radvaz did say that. He did say that. He did end off that ulay bezmanuah kaidimim, zmanuah kedumim, so then they were nemonim ubekim. It's not sure that bezmanuah kedumim, they were bekim, would have taken out that chashash. That there was a chasar in bekis. What? Okay. But it was clear anyway that Radvaz that there was some sheep that he's choishes for an ibekis. That was clear. Now the truth is that the Teres Chatzis himself is pretty mufurish. The Teres Chatzis, not directly in our case, but on the case that's brought in Shulchan Aruch Tzadivov by Tznoyin Shechotcha the Sacrificial Basar. So he says that we're not tzaymach on Ti'imbo because ain't on a bekim. So I think that Luchayot should be the biggest right, because for anyone who doesn't know, the Teres Chatzis is the Ramo. And the Teres Chatzis says that the reason we're not saying Lachan Te'imo is because Eino the Bekim.
That's the one in Samchalaf?
In Samchalaf, yeah.
In Ono Bekim? Kfeila, who's Ono Bekim?
He was talking about Yisrael. And he says we're not Bekim. So there he's saying we're not saying Lachan Te'imo even of Yisrael because Eino the Bekim. So Chuvas is a question. So Lamaisa, he's not directly going on that in the Kuda, but in Shuvas, he's talking about a case where a lot of people tasted it.
When a lot of people tasted it, he would be masking that.
If 100 people ate it, not one of them noticed it. And that's what I was mentioning.
It was like Rashi, Lamaisa. That it's going to be Fitan Reba Moshim. These Reba Moshim have to be after the Shtikal Bekim.
I would say it a little different. What I would say is, and this is what I mentioned this morning, is that Ein Onu Bekim doesn't mean that nobody today has any taste test. Einon Bekim doesn't mean no one can taste anything. It means that, so like Rav does, a person could be sick and could miss something. So in Meila, we don't want to be Seinuch on a Te'ima. Because if one person tasted it, he might miss it.
Because then if someone can eat it, he's going to taste it also, and also going to notice.
No? What?
If someone tastes it for me, then I go and try to taste it, and if he had a mistake, obviously.
So could we even make it two people, but also the Shia people, can he eat like it? If he tasted and didn't, they said, can he eat it? Okay, so you have to know what's going to be the gefuhl there. But the whole of the thing is not a raya from the Tshuvas Ramah, that he's b'chlal not chayshish for chasar b'kiyas and tam, because could be even if we're chayshish for chasar b'kiyas, but if 100 people tasted it, not one of them noticed anything, that even with a chasar b'kiyas, but that already shows that al-karach there is no tam. And because I know Marish Kerr wanted to ask, on the Teres Chatzis there, so they add the Teres Chatzis, the Teres Chatzis was only Machmur L'Chatchilo, not B'diyat. They're in the paintings with Tzadivov in Shulchan Aruch, Sabach Aleph and Teres Chatzis, the shach in the Minchas Yankovic is only machmir lechatchila, but not b'di'evit. So I understand it. If we're not b'kiyum, so how can he be makor b'di'evit? Right? We're not b'kiyum. Now, if you understand, you know that there's a chesaron b'kiyus b'zman hazeh. I mean, b'zman hazeh, no one has any taste buds. So that's a good question. But I don't think without explaining it, no. This effort is a mockum to be. Most people today do have a certain degree of hargashas tam. Maybe not as perfect as it used to be yadam kedubim, but epis there is. So if it's a shayla v'chatchila, we're going to say be machmer not to be seimach and be chayyim. Maybe prove this time you are one of the people who's sick and doesn't have anything, you know, whatever it is, and isn't marger so well. But b'di'avid, so we'll be seimach on the rare people who are still b'kiyim. On the rare other than the people are margish tam properly. And if a lot of people tasted it, that should be enough to be seimach on. And I think that it's been, it's a shtickle mucho that with it is kasha is not a kasha, because there's a different time we find enum, another Rambo is machmer for an enum and b'kiyim. We'll find there's nafkaminas in the kufay or whatever between tam kochush, between something that's kochush and something that's shomein. The double shomein is mefapeya, and the kochush is not mefapeya. And there the Rambo says, b'zman hazeh we're not b'kiyim on kochush and shomein, and therefore we're machmer on everything as if it's shomein. So right? We're not b'kiyim, we don't know what's kochush and what's shomein. But then the Shach tells us that if it's tam bolua in a kli, or bolua in another chaticha, then we are mechalak between kochush and shomein. I don't understand, but if we don't know, we don't know. So Elamai, I think it's muhav, at least from the Shach. I think there also is other cases where he's meikul. There are other places where the place where mechalim do make chalukim between kochush and shomein. We don't know. So Elamai, usually we do know. But sometimes it's not 100, it's a certain cases that are gvuli, we don't know to be mavchin or whatever. So the name of the Rambam saying a cloud, we always take on as if we're in on the b'kiyim. But it doesn't mean no one ever has any idea on anything if it's kofesh or shomer. If you type it, don't know, you say, what can you do? But if it's something that b'karo, we know, just there was a gzeira to look at it, kiyu, ain't on the b'kiyim, so that we can be mek in certain cases.
You said the reason is because of Machmas Achil. And the same reason over here, there are Mikkel, like even Achil, by the way, Achil.
Okay.
So, I don't know, it sounds like there's Nachamim between over there and over here. Like they were forgetting the Raman, that there's Machmas over there, not to be Machmas, that Yisrael can't be time over there, but the other side of the Raman is Mikkel. It's got to be some Nachamim.
No one could be over there if it's l'chatchil. As you say, they were mekul l'chatchil. They were there. It's l'chatchil. They were mach. But here, when it's b'di'evad, they were mekul. Could be. And the shach himself, the shach over there himself, is saying to be mach l'chatchil, and over here, he's saying to be mekul. He's sticking. I mean, he's sticking the teres chatz l'chatchil.
So the rabbi
asked, "Where we? If you had no rabbi, no rabbi." Well, here's being mach from
So the
Ramah
here by Israel
will
be
right. Mikol B'di'evit. I mean, here is B'di'evit. Our case is B'di'evit. And the Ramah is being Machmer. So the Ramah is clearly being Machmer even B'di'evit.
Even by Israel.
Even by Israel. Okay.
By Israel, maybe
Mikol. Ramah is Machmer between Israel and the God. And the Ramah over there told me the problem is Chesaron B'kiyus. Do you want to see the fact that Chesaron B'kiyus there, but...
Chesaron B'kiyus over there, Mikol, we shouldn't trust
him. Right. Chesaron b'kiyus l'chayr is no different between Yisrael and Goyim. L'chayr Yisraelim and Goyim are just as much not b'kiyim. So then you stop. You want to go, so how come over there b'di'evit, he's meikul over here? The first of all, we don't see any achreich, the Ramah is meikul b'di'evit. Shach says he's meikul b'di'evit. The Ramah doesn't say he's meikul b'di'evit.
The Shach himself.
Okay.
So over there
is not Machila, and then Mikol B'di'evit. Right, here's B'di'evit. Here's Yisra, it's always
B'di'evit.
By Goy? Yeah, he's not Mikol at all. There's the Talmud Yisrael. Even within Yisrael, the Shach saying that, even, you know, the Shach by us who said, by Yisrael you're Mikol, that's only because it's a B'di'evit bigger situation. When it would be L'chat, if it would be L'chatchil, like in Sarivol, even the Shach would be Mikol L'chatchil to be Machila.
Who says the Chilak of Harvey B'ni'evit?
The Sefer Yeshua says it, and the Marasham, but they're saying it in a different nekud a little bit. The Sefer Yeshua wanted to be mach. The Sefer Yeshua was coming to he wanted to be machmor on a case like he had a case like this. His case was one of the cases we mentioned. What if a yid tasted it? He was teruvus isu. A yisrael didn't know. He tried. He ate a little, and afterwards someone told him, "Oh, there was a teruvus isu here," and he said, "Well, I didn't taste anything." So he wants to be machmor because kol nosu l'rami inshallah the night.
He says, you don't have
a chweach
from the
Ramo
because it's
hard. He says, the Chuvas Ramo, you see, it was a milsu, the way Rami Inshi, and the Ramo was Mekel. He says, but over there, it was Harim Mekel.
What case was the Ramo
Mekel? The Shem and the Shuman Chal, the Chel Chazim. He says, it was milsu, the Rami Inshi, but there was a lot of people.
So you're using that...
I'm using that Shvara. I think that Shvara works very well.
But the Chalik Jintar
Shatas in the Shuman. In the Shuman, right. It was Be'etzim, the Ramon's telling that the Ramon Teres Chatzah is possible to Chayshish Enon and Bekiyim. There are certain circumstances, like if a lot of people tasted it, where you can get out of the Chashash Enon and Bekiyim. So Mameila, based on the Levush is Mufurish, the Levush says the Bezman is that we're not saying on Timas Yisrael or Akum. The Chavis Das Lamaisa comes out to be Machmir. At least when it's mamashas. He claimed that some sefer is machmer. I don't remember seeing such a thing. The ksav sefer is machmer. The b'chashor is a duke from Ramon Mem Beis by Timas Kovet to see if Nitla Mara that over there the Ramon was only mekul to be seimach on the Tima because. I'll be worried there is going to be a Hargosha's Mar, in any way, Harvey Price will make him Nitla, imagine Nitla Maro, that it seems Ramon's only being Seimach on the Timas Yisrael, because there's a Rav. But imagine if there wouldn't be a Rav, we wouldn't be Seimach on Timas Yisrael. Now, what might say this moment? The Machalik, there wasn't Balea, there was only Lechicha, but the Bechosha is Medaik from there also. We see that we're not saying on Timas Yisrael. He wants to know that if there wouldn't be the Svara of Rav
of the Timas Kula, if you could taste the Mara, so please that it's there.
Right.
We have a tzaddik to say that if you taste something bitter, it's still not going to be a Mara.
No.
So
if you taste bitter, it's not.
So what's the right to hear? Over there, if it doesn't taste bitter, it's still, you might have a suffix.
I thought that the whole case was to bring a raya, at least the way the past brought it, to bring a raya.
It has been
allowed to taste this or not, not outside they wanted.
There's two different cases. There's two different cases. One is tasting bosser to see if it was nimlach, if it's still down.
Yes.
The other case was that there's a behemoth that is a behemoth is a trefil. According to many, Rishonim, a behemoth is a trefil is nikla mar. But if you don't find the mar, is the gallbladder.
The gallbladder.
So if you see it next to the liver. So if you open up the animal and don't find the gallbladder, the question is: does it mean that it was missing, or that sometimes they claim the gallbladder can get absorbed into the liver, and then it would still be kosher? So I want to know what happened to the gallbladder. Was it nital or is it just absorbed in the liver? Mm-hmm. So the mother mentions eight says you can lick the liver, and if you taste bitterness from the maris, and you know mostly the gallbladder is there.
It's a very common to Gazaf, where it's all the time. Unless you have a ride, even if you wouldn't have a
ride,
it's still something
different
if you don't taste anything.
What he's saying is, what happened? Taste it. If you taste it, he says, I do taste something bitter. When are we going to say Einar Ubekiyim? When are you going to be Machmer for Einar Ubekiyim? How only if he didn't taste anything? If he didn't taste anything, that's a reason to be machmer though. So I don't need, if he didn't taste anything, I don't need to say Einar Ubekiyim. It's anyway awesome. If he did taste Mara, we're not going to say Einar Ubekiyim. Maybe he only dreamt he tasted something. I don't know, I'd have to see it again inside. For sure. But that was the that was his diuk. He was medayik in Ramada. I hear what you're saying. It's not a good deal. Okay, let's not do this on Makkah. Fine, let's look after this. But besides that, they want to be the Rishonim. Kluger also did a sugya in them days. Wants to be medayik in Ramada, be machmir. Yeah, Yehuda's machmir. Not to be Seymach and Timus Yisrael, the Beis Hillel asks by us, what happened if he had tasted it by mistake? And he says, the Chayrut should be good. But they ask with the Teres Chatzis, it's Zeynon Bekir. You can't be making unless you have other Tzuv. And then Rav Shulam Bar Sham also says the same thing. Also, in the Prekara is Machma and Timus Yisrael, if he's not a Kfeilo. And the Emes, they want to be Medayt from the Tazadat Achren we saw. So Tazadat Achren wants to say that with chayshish, even for a tam kolush, the regular person won't be marish. Right? That was the Tazadat Achren. He's explaining what's going to be Chatan Rambo, who says, Nim b'she'ine mine b'shma b'lay b'tayim.
It means... Yeah, but there he says it's called Shavu b'tam.
It's called Shavu b'tam.
Even though there's a chilek.
Even though the dak is the gechilek. And according to Rambo, since it's going to have a mashu of a different tam, it's going to be called Nim b'she'ine mine b'shma b'shish.
There's two different names, yeah.
It's two different names means it's a slightly different town. It's not Nirgash where they are.
No. It has to be...
So Tazdir is explaining the Ramah that the Ramah is being Mahmur for a town that's not Nirgash very easily.
Because of the shame.
Because
of the different names.
No, Taz is basically saying that the shame is a simon, that there's a mashu, a dakis, the gechilat and tam.
If you would go buster,
but it's not called shinu tam. But no, the etz is a gilu yada shinu tam.
According to Abai, that it's that you need two different timing. So yeah. The, even though chamacharata binvi is two different, is a little bit of a different tam, it's still considered the same tam.
Right.
If you would go buster tam.
If you go buster tam, but he's saying you go buster ma'isi is passing around more. You go buster shem, which means a dakis the gechilat. He's machmir for dakas the gatam.
If there's a different shame, basically because it's a different...
the shame is a gilud, because the shame is a gilud. It is a different tam, and that's the shame makes it significant enough of a difference. Maybe, but the shame is really just a gilud that the tam is different. So you see that the Taz is explaining that the Rambam is choishes for a very dakas the gat difference in tam. So based on that, the Makish Torah and the Magen Sefer also wanted to argue on the Shach and Bach. And on the Bade Shochan and Madane Shochan, for whatever it's worth, and say that Lachayr is Pashuk, that he can't be making, he can't be serving Machan Timus. It's Shabbos Manazah, and Lafi that, you're not going to have, you're going to have in that for all the cases we mentioned, and too bad. But I don't know if it's so Pashuk. First, I thought they had a good point. They definitely have a very good Ha'ara, that even if you just saw Shulchan, the page of Shulchan Aruch, you'll say, what's the problem? I have the Bach, and the Shach, the Prima Gadol, they were Meiko. No one argued on them. So they pointed out, no, it's not so popular. There is a big Machlokes here. Abu Lamaiso, not to be resolved, there's a lot of Meikilim. As we saw, the Bach and Shach are clearly Meiko. And the Menachas Yankee, the Teres Chatzis, is also Meiko. He also explains just like the Shach. And the Pashtus of the Shur Ramah himself is Luchayuli Meikli. Yes, he said there's a Mokum to Machalik, but Pashtus of the Shur Ramah at least tells me there are certain cases where you can be saying Machalik to Imam. Shur Ramah. I told you before Mokum to Machalik that it's not Mukha from there. But he does say that you can be Tayyar Shaylach and Timus Yisrael, and even maybe Timus Akum is there if you too much. It is. The verit of the Trumas of the Teres of Ais, how he learns the sugya, also only saying a chayshish per tima that's nirgash l'chalal, and the Prichadosh Ladina seems to hold also. He says we're machin timas akum but timas Yisrael. He doesn't seem to have a problem with. In the crazy place, he says we're saying machin timas Yisrael. The chachmas adam is not clear what he's saying Ladina. He says we're saying tzadach, as he says you need Yisrael b'ki the timing. But Mitzad Sheni is he says you can be semach on any good, even not a kfeil, as long as it's in the siach l'fitumai. So I don't know what he means when he says you need Yisrael b'ki the timing.
He said in the halacha that he just says before the mikra to machmer. Like I mean, from the sugi comes out the siach l'fitumai could be semach on a guy.
Right.
And then by the next Halachas, but we have a minhag that we're not saying mechamel.
He doesn't seem to be. He doesn't seem to have a problem with the kiyas b'taima. Okay, unless the chachazon. Let's just leave the chachazon as being not clear. The chachazon is
clear. But the other chachazon, yeah, clearly says that that by the evid you could be semich on Yisrael. He doesn't say there in Boki b'taima.
Yeah, that's also. So we say the chachazon is not clear. The Knesset Gedolah is Mekul, by Yisrael, Kantiyan is Mekul.
He wouldn't be Semech on Yisrael Baki.
Yisrael Baki for sure is Semech. The question is what he considers Yisrael Baki. I don't think there's any reason not to be Semech on Yisrael Kfeil. The question is whether Chach Mazovitz is Yisrael Baki B'Tam, what does it mean?
Even when there's no
60. Ah, you're saying is he worried about the random known batteries? Only talking about when there's known the Sarah of Gufay. That I remember. He's talking about the Sarah of Gufay or he's talking about Kitas? I don't remember.
There he was talking, when he said the Dovat in Yerubaki,
yeah,
he was talking about the case of Heter.
Heter, okay, because he's talking about Yisrael. Rav Shlomo Zalman and Micha Shlomo, at least Efshir wanted to say that he should be able to be Semech on Yisrael, on a Sadi. The Chagur Shmuel, who is the Mepharish on Malvosh, brings the pastors like the Shach. L'chayra the Yam Shal Shlomo is Muchach, that he would be Mekel on Yisrael. Because he definitely said that a goy may see a chafitu. He would, even after the chumrah said that he would be semech on a. He was, I mean, in all of the chumrah, he was say he didn't hold of the. He was maskana was you can't be semech on kfeilu lemeiru nasay, but a goy even not a kfeilu may see a chafitu. He would be semech on. So l'chayre Yisrael not a kfeilu can't be worse than a goy is not a kfeilu. So he's not chayshish for tam dakin. The Pirma Golda was Muchach that way. So L'chayra you have a big bitzmedish of Mekilim. I don't see that the Machmirim, all of them are so Muchach, like I said, B'chash, some say I never got the name from. And the these, I mean, these are what's bigger than the Shach, the Pirma Golda, the Pichadish, crazy place. Yeah, I think that probably Kabbalah, there's Zichra, a big Bachman to be Mekil, also like Stimas Shach, and all the nice Kilimus say something, bring the Shach. And don't bring chokum on even b'chlal. The one thing is, no, that's something else. The one nekud I would, so the bottom line is in the case. So you can start saying already. So in the cases of the random Ramban would be machmir, so that with this nisara gufa you don't and you have vada not shishim connected. So b'tzir of the random Ramban, b'tzir of l'chumra kiyu, it would be harder to be mekel. But when it's only plitzis kelim l'chayro, it would be. Would be a big mockum to be mekel. The only thing would be that l'chayra. Someone spoke out. I need to write it down. But
I want to argue with Plitas Kalim that the Rabban was only willing to be mekel in Rashi of Plitas Kalim by Safek Shishim or even Vadei Na Shishim.
Which who?
In the case of Plitas Kalim.
Plitas Kalim was always a Safek. Because I don't know how much the Plato was. I might not have a bunch of Kliyas, but I don't know how much the Plato was. The etzav I only need shishim connected to the place.
He's saying it'll never be vade.
I'll never have
vade more than shishim. You'll never have vade more iser. You never have vade pachas from shishim.
Right. I'll never have vade pachas from shishim.
If he knows, if he has tzira that fell in,
yeah,
would that be considered? That would be considered like a moshus.
Sure, it's like a moshus.
Even though the bet hakik calls it only tam.
Who we got?
Seer as opposed to Nimcha Gufay. I don't know. I have to go back and count kick. So why is also so I think it was Nimcha, I think it was the Megillah safe one and we forget so he understood it. But okay, then fine. So I don't think there's any I think from the Tereschatz from I think that there's regards to this Nedish Mekilim. I don't think it's posture at all to be Mahmoud. Poshet maybe to be Mekel, I don't think it's Poshet to be Machmir. The one that I would say, if anything, is the biggest kind of the Machmirim, that most of them did not speak out, but I think is the, maybe might even be the biggest kind of, is that, someone spoke it up, I guess I read it again, is because it's, once you start being Semech on Timas Yisrael, you sort of eliminated half of Isra Hatzah. All these, every case it says, in this Bashar Mekhtay Yisrael Isra, Mashar Kenegi Kulay, or I mean, Nizar buzzing, you can easily get out of it. Okay, but the Isra, you're not going to easily get out of it. But if you start then doing Timo, it'll be played. It's not, you're going to end up with Nosim Terosish Klach. Each one you'll say, oh, can you taste the four? You don't need to say it, no problem. It's going to become Efkir. It's going to make Efkir. To be Mekul, Lagan will be Efkir. So, but Mokhan Hefsid Merubo, I think Zichu that the Shach is really listening to Mokhan Hefsid Merubo, especially in a case where it's not necessarily Gufoy. I Zichu would not Lachatchilo. As Hanhaga, I think it would be a dangerous Hanhaga to start doing like the first kid. Let's say, whoever comes on and says, she cooked the vegetable soup, and I was like, tops. You'll come over and you says, I cooked the vegetable soup in the milk and pot, and we end with a flesh of something. Can you try a spoonful of the view if you don't taste it? I would say no, don't do that. That's a case of Lechatchila. It's a case of Lechatchila. Mice is, I think that most places were Machlan, Boston, Tarab and Boston, or whatever, Tarab and Hall, Lechatchila at least. And I just think it's too much of a player's gather. If you start having cases with the, and then also then you're going to throw it because what's going to happen? All the cases in Shulchan Aruch. Oh, tach al kaf chalavas l'kdeir shel bas. You stuck your milk and spoon into the flesh and pot. The tap is bisman is you're never going to have a tap. Bisman with a squid stainless steel pot. You're also you never even if you cook your flesh in the milk and pot, you're not going to be able to see this tap. Or with the parents of the fleshy pot, and we want to stick to Tim and Yisrael. So you're going to end up with Bimai going everything basically connected with Shnei and Shulchan Aruch. So I think that that's too dangerous to do with Chatzchil. But welcome to Hafsid Merubah and Shasid Chagadu. I think the Zichron welcome to be made. Kot Yisemach on the Shach Mabach. And what might be Rav Gdei Yisrael. Certainly Stimus, the more famous one, I think. But
if there's a possibility
to get a failure
Yisrael,
it
would be better.
If there's such a thing as a failure Yisrael,
then
Lachaya,
it
would be better.
A cook, a professional cook.
A professional taster, whatever, yeah.
Or even a lady which cooks all day.
I don't know if today, Pasha, today, if a lady who could say people cook a lot today, do they have such things to take? I don't know how much today people are saying.
Cook in a restaurant, or a nice restaurant.
Cook in restaurants, do they take it? If they do, so they say, yeah, I don't know. So then I don't know, that Lachaya would be Lukulay on. The only side you have there would be if it was Nibcha Gufay with the Sarev, then you have the Ran and the Rambam.
I'm saying Mishas Lachak to be Sarev would probably be a mile of
them. Yeah, that would definitely be a mile of them, yeah. But again, I still wouldn't, as Ahmed Hagul Lachatila, I just think it's too dangerous to start saying that you cook your pirates and you milk the flesh of pots. Because Tachlis is, I think almost any pot today is not going to be nice and tamed to a Tash. And you're going to end up being matching everything.
What's wrong with that?
Stupid. I wouldn't recommend it. It's not a good hug. Not if you don't want signs up all over about you, and I think this would be a bit sad.
Really?
I think the signs would be right on this one. Right? You can't just go to mat to everything connected to Shulchan Aruch. But I think that the Zuchra, the grace of the Smedish, I'll be listening
to. The
Smedish of Poiskim almost all say that they're not, the minute by Sadim also is not to be Samach on Timus Kvei.
Had the Sfardi given to a Goy.
What?
The Sfardi will be Samech on the Goy. You'll be Samech on the Sfardi. And Shalomai is...
Can I walk around some room and maybe there's nothing to be Samech on the Goy? I wouldn't be so worried about the Pre-Yitzchot's problem. There's three problems. There's two obvious and a third problem in that case. What are the problems? Number one is that Sfardi Samech on the Goy. Even if Rabbi wasn't clear, then walk around some room to be Mekel. What? Yeah. The Maizim was Maskona was to be Mekel, Maskona was Ula Yesh Mokum Mahaka.
He says, Rav and Nosa, they were battled after the Shishin
after. Ah, yeah, okay, no, for that. So Maskona was you could be Mokum Natsum Mubu, fine. So Mokum Natsum Mubu, if I did Maskona was to be Mekel, I don't know what the other side of the question would have said in such a case. I don't think anyone else talked about it.
But
the Maskona is the first, even Epsom Mubu, Natsum Mubu. Even Epsom Mubu, okay, Natsum Mubu. And someone else, so is a good time, is when he was going on the Ramah, but the Ogu, when they say, the Loi Shamanu may oilam anyone who is Seymah Hantimus Kfeilu, they always only went to the only Mashiach Vashishin. Now, what ever saw a case of Hafsim Rubin?
The Katachai Ber also, he's making on Timus Yisrael, Hafsim Rubin. And Timus Adam,
which is it. Even Timus Yisrael only the Mokum Hafsim Rubin. Okay. So I think
if they cook the potato kugel at a fleishig suda in a par in a milchit pot, and it's have some rumo because it's for the chasim.
Okay, it's all part of the ben yomer. If it's any ben yomer, so it's more possible.
So it's a ben yomer.
It's a ben yomer milchit being cooked.
So when you get Avi Yisrael, taste it.
I don't know if that's half the why they have some room.
No, it's for the whole chasana.
I think that was the huge one for the whole.
Yeah, all the potatoes.
Then I think there's a mockum maybe to be said for that. Maybe.
When does it? How do we know that has some room?
Who brings it down? Mandari Ashokhan brings in his hakadomo. He quotes different maramakaimas for column of have some room or whatever it is. Might say, I have a prima gondola said have some room, it depends on the person. A poor person's Epsom Rub is going to be a smaller dollar amount than a rich person's Epsom Rub.
Chris, what about your Epsom only hot
basically, I think Epsom Rub is something a person would feel sour about.
Like your only hot food on Shabbos. This is the only hot food
on Shabbos. So that's also, Suda Shabbos is even more.
It's
more than a Epsom Rub even before.
This is my only hot meal. I have other things to do, but this is the only hot meal that could be already called a Epsom Rub.
Yeah.
It's not
fine. Okay, that was that. Okay, we still have another couple of minutes. Let's go into the other Nakuda then quickly.
All the Makilim are affirming. None of these Makilim bring down the Rishonim.
Okay.
So, sorry, okay, I mean, maybe if you were to sell the Rishonim, they're laughing around, it would have been Nichols.
I wonder why. If they would have seen the Sefer Truman, there was a rule who say that we're choishes for Chassan Bekius.
What?
I'm trying to avoid being makel against the Rabbi Ramban. Because that's already more common. What?
Rashi.
No, so what's the reason for Rashi? Rashi is Bukhari not coming out to Ishmael, they say. Rashi is Bukhari coming out.
Rashi says that you need over 60.
Right.
For Timas
Kill
is only over
60. Rashi also. Okay, I'll
get Rashi. Hishmi the same, I thought. Rashi.
So what's the clue? Rashi and Rosh coming out, Hishmi the same, or they're coming out, Chashash for Tamdak?
Is it coming out,
Hishmi the same? No, coming out to Enam the Bukhima Tan. Out to. No, oh, you're definitely correct. They're coming out to Hishmi the same. So if you turn up the pot, you don't have a problem with it. But again, we're talking about you cook your kugel in the milk of the pot, so you don't have Hishmi the same. So you don't have then. So you've lost your makar the rishonim to be machmer. You've lost all your makar the rishonim to be machmer.
Because why don't you have the Ranam the Ramban? You don't know how much plate this of milk is.
Right. So I don't know that you don't have shishim.
Also, so you still have the Ranam the Ramban.
Well, as a cooler, not as
yeah.
A
yeah.
So
yeah,
I don't have to be machmer for the Ranam Ramban.
Yeah.
So you lost the chumah. Right? So if I don't have it, if in a case where there is no gufa iser in here, so then luchayr is much easier to be made. Once you have the guf, so then it's more problematic. Enochinav, there are most luchayr not being machalak. Ludina, I would think that if you don't, if it's talking, the issue of a kli, that there's a much bigger mockum to be made of b'shanas and chav than when you have terubus and lavash. Fine, let's just touch on toothpaste. The Elul saw the Rivash and the Tzav Tzedek, maybe the Yudah help, at least the Pesach Tshuva, so I'm going to give you...
What did the Rivash say?
Did you
see Rivash?
Yeah, Rivash talked also about Tzimus Yisra. It's the Chashash Hashem Yivra.
Oh, yes, yes.
So Bekitzer is what's the Tzemach Tzedek basically said. Tzemach Tzedek, I think, is basically, I mean, there's a Taz. Sorry, I guess the starting point is the Taz. The Taz basically comes out of Maskani, you're allowed to be Toyim Isser. So according to the Taz, there's no problem with toothpaste, even if it's not a trick.
It's
so much
Spit
it out.
So much so
The
Taz
is make
less of it. Okay, said. If it's Vadi Isser, then you can't taste it.
I don't think Taz would be mad making such a case and use it every day. Once in a while.
The Taz is certainly going to be a big mark. Then you have the Tzemach Tzedek. Tzemach Tzedek said that since Tzim is Drabonim, and we're talking about something that's only an Issa, and we're talking about
There's
the Talmud Gam, which is only Nisr Drabon. So you also have Drabon. Talmud Vimeku, because it's also Nisr Talmud. If it's Pogum, so it's Drabon. So the Talmud Vimeku. So the Talmud Tzedek is Meku anything because it's trade Drabonis. The Sechamid also says like that. The Beit Yehuda was Machmir.
Then he was making one thing. He wasn't asking to sell something if it's still gone?
No. Huh. So did he get inside or just get chuva?
No, I think it's, I saw it inside. Huh? Oh. I thought he was making
one. What did you say? Maybe he was Masa, was he not?
No, I'm
right. By also drop off, including Paul.
I thought he even had a tzad to be making even if it's not with gone.
It's tzad.
And then he said from the Maisa, from the Ben, of the Tzemel Tzedek, from the son of Tzemel Tzedek, that the
Yasuf. You've got that go from the son? It's printed in the front of the Tzemel.
Yeah. Well, wasn't that go from the son that it has to be Pogum?
You want it to be Machalk, yeah. Maybe the Tzemel Tzedek wasn't Machalk, but you're all assuming your Pogum.
Tzemel Tzedek said only if it's Pogum.
Said any is a Drabon. There's trained Drabonis. Team is Drabon and
Pogum.
And any other is a Drabon. Pogum would be one example of Mr. Drabon.
Oh, that's what you learned.
Yeah, Pogum would just say, Pogum to make it a Drabon, and now you trade Drabon. Now we can say, like, Gozer on team or by Mr. Drabon.
Don't you agree with the perception of the
Tzedek?
It could be
melted
by
Pogum?
Or
better?
Is
right over
it, or it could be
melted
by
Pogum? Maybe
even
himself is Machu even by Pogum. I have everything in the name. You've seen the Nibiru? Okay, I'll look again. I don't want
to. You saw that interview with him? With Michael? You understood the problem? You think the problem with Michael? Anyone saw?
Later, just let it be. Yeah, let it be. I think he was understated. That maybe he was saying that Tzemach Tzedek was only being Machmir Pogum, and not all Isurim Drabonim, but he himself is being Mekel, is Asurim even Pogum.
That was his argument, Tzemach Tzedek.
Till he got the song.
No, till he has another question on Tzemach Tzedek. He was Machmir Drabonim before this, and then he said that Tzemach Tzedek is even is Mekel by Asurim Drabonim, even by.
Right.
He himself wants to be Machmir because there's a right from Rashi to be Machmir.
Machmir by all, even Pogum.
I don't know if there's a right to be Machmir by Pogum, I don't know.
I don't think the Nedivit is Maskana that was to be Machalik. There's only Mahavra meaning in Pshat and Tzara Tzedek in order to be Machalik between Pogum and other Drabonis. After that, I don't think there's a Machalik at all. Imagine the Nedivit was being Machmir on everything. It's Tanyayim. So my sister, Lady Buddha was... Yeah. And there were also got other rites to be asked Drabonis, not necessarily Pogum. But the Prichadosh and the son of the Tzemach Tzedek wanted to bring life in the case of Kedera Shemolko Babosar, which is only Drabonim and Afil Hochim, we're not Tzemach and Tzimo. They were Derecha that rite, they used Derecha that rite. The Lady Buddha wanted to bring life in Stam Yedom, which is necessarily Drabonim. The Primogodim wanted to bring a rite from Avatiach Shotevel, because Tevel Peiris is only Trumas Peiris is only Drabonim. Yad Yehuda and the Chafmas Adam also are Machmer and Timas Issa Drabonim. So Maisel, Chayru, Reva, Chayim are Machmer and Timas Issa Drabonim. Each one with different riots. Pogum, there is more of a mockum to be make on Pogum, if nothing else, because then you lose the Svar of the Rivosh, though. The Rivosh said the whole Issa of Timas Shema Yivla. Not as the team itself. Not that there's an Isra Drabon of Tima, but Sheva Yivla. So the Harvard's problem is less mockum to be Chayshah Sheva Yivla.
Why are you supposed to mock
him?
No,
Isra Drabon. Why are they Chayshah Sheva Yivla when it doesn't even taste good?
That was the Chashah of the Bison. It's time you're going to choke on it and swallow
it. Because by accident it's much less of a problem. But if it, well, okay, if Pogum is less of a problem. Pogum, let's say it's Pogum and you swallow it by mistake.
Yeah, you meant to rinse your mouth and spit it out.
So what's the problem then? It's Pogrom. The only reason Pogrom is any Yisur Drabonon. Pogrom Be'etzim is any Rolo Nevelo should be Mut. You know, why is Pogrom Asur Medrabonon? Because of Achshavei. If you swallow by mistake, there's no Achshavei. Achshavei is only if you intended to eat it, not if you intended to wash your mouth with it, as we saw in a number of the later Achman. Achshavei means I was Machshavei. If I took something that's Eimer Roi La'achil L'Roi V'Neyodim, and I ate it, so that's Achshavei. I was Machshavei. I said, to me it tastes good. It's Kilo Aishav, to me it's Choshav. I would made a Choshav. But if I swallowed it by mistake, I'll take another case for Achshavei.
That's not really the goal, you decide to eat it.
On Chometz we're Machshavei also, but we're Machshavei on Achshavei. Even... But if so let's even on the Nusamech Hills Kelsey, you're Machman Achshavei. But let's say you scrubbed your counters with bleach and Nusamech Hills Kelsey. Now you don't have to worry that someone's going to fall on your food by mistake because that's not going to be Achshavei. I didn't put it in intentionally, it fell in by mistake. So there's no problem with Achshavei.
Achshavei
is not the. Even though it's toothpaste, it's Machshavei to clean my teeth, not as a food.
I'm also not a machshiv the iso is in there, a machshiv the mint taste, whatever it is.
But might say, I'm machshiv the final product. The tube of food I'm machshiv is something I want to put in my mouth, but not something I want to eat. So l'chay is further, it's not going to be because I wasn't machshiv the chelik iso.
I'm not machshiv the chelik
iso. Say it, but I'm machshiv the final product. So the final product is really lucky. And it has in it iso. It would make it, it would be worse if the iso was the time. But even if it wasn't, there would be more of a mokum to be concerned if it was something you were eating, but it's not something you're eating.
But the chashash of Shem Yivro is also you weren't machshav. By accident as well. Shem Yivro, right. I swallowed it by accident.
Shem Yivro is not talking about something pogum. Shem Yivro is only a chashash of something that's not pogum. And a chanami, a gufa. So Ribosh was only chash of Shem Yivro on something that's not pogum.
Nothing to do with achshav. Because of achshav,
no. No, it's not pogum. But I'm saying, when it's pogum, then there is no chashash of Shem Yivro. There isn't even if you shema if you would by mistake swallow it, there wouldn't even be a nisur drabonon. So the mice, even though the Negev Yehuda, I do not believe was mechalik. You ask it even pogum, but the mice, there were a lot of places who were mechalik, and even though they asked a team of nisur drabonon, but they're not a team of a davar pogum. Just quickly, the Ksav Sefer, the Mati Yenison. And the Matthias in before says because of Rivosh, because there's no Chashash and Yivla. Also, the pre Tayar, the Yad Avram, and the Yad Yehuda, and the Tfu Ashar, and the Hatzvi, and the Megillah Sefer, all come out with Maskonah to be Mako by Tampogum. They also, those who speak about it directly, all explain, as we were saying before, that toothpaste, even if it has a good flavor in it, is considered Tampogum, because it's not something you would eat. It's something you would clean your mouth with, but it's not something you would eat. So even though the pre Chodesh, the Chachos, and the Yehuda are Macher, even on Pogum. Well, Chayre Roy, we were basically going to make on something that is at least Pogum to be Tayyim.
Why is it not Chayre Roy Lachim?
That's the difference between you, it's true. There could be another Pogum to be Mako from Simon Kuf Gimel or whatever that is Pogum Lagami and it's anyway not. But I'm not getting into
that. Something is not Pogum
toothpaste. What do you mean not Roy Lachim?
It is Roy Lachim toothpaste.
It's not Roy Lachim.
It's wrong.
Let's say it's wrong. Let's say it is as well.
The fact that the goy won't eat it, so nobody eats it, makes it better.
So again, it's Pogum the Achilu. It's only when you shall have a drop on.
It's wrong with Achilu.
It's not something that we use a fizzle with.
Because they use it, it's not wrong. Whatever it is, it's not wrong.
Different cultures.
So mice is just to finish off quick, because I just have one word of people left, and then we can go back to the other because I see some people getting ready to leave. Is the Prima Gobel on the bottom of them, after all this, so mice are waiting for the Achayim Mukhaya Meiko on the Tayyim Gobel, the whole box of another problem. If not every Yisr Drabonim. But the Prima Gobel says that Amach Mirshle Litin Yisr Pogum, Tavel of Brocha. So bottom line, Mukhaya, the Prima Gobel's Machmer, Tavel of Brocha. But Megillah Sefer at least wants to claim, which I hit a svar to it, although I don't know any hechreah for it or makar for it, and I still want to find. But as far as he wants to find, that's all good. Only the Prima Gobel is talking about a case where it was bad like this. If in your toothpaste it's only a suffix, if maybe ulai is an ingredient, follow toothpaste without a hechsher, you don't know that there's any yisr in your bad life. So in that, it could be the Prima Gobel never said a machmer tavel of bracha when it's only a suffix yisr.
You can find out there's ingredients in it.
So I wonder if you can find out. We read the ingredients is not called.
No, you can look it up. It's not good to find out.
Yeah, yeah, question. How easily can you find it? How do you want to call up Quest and find out? I want to know. Do you use any tariffs? What do you derive your you know whatever it is from? I want to.
You need mnemonics for that.
Yeah, you need mnemonics. You need that they're going to answer. First of all, you need that they're going to answer you. And if it doesn't have Ashgachas, which Ashgachas is going to know?
Ashgachas has Ashgachas on a toothpaste will tell you this toothpaste that we have Ashgachas on is good because it doesn't have this and this ingredient.
So they'll be able to tell you which ingredients are potentially problematic. They can't tell you though if Crest uses the problematic one or the kosher one.
But they look at yourself, they have their ingredients.
The ingredients don't say where they got the from. They don't tell you if it's derived from an animal or from a plant or from petroleum.
Oh, they can have the same ingredient. Yeah, they came from different places.
Sure. Oh. Glycerin can come from vegetables, it can come from animals.
It's more complicated.
Of course. And that's why we've moved well beyond the 60s when people used to read the ingredients and just eat it because they didn't see anything that sounded animal in the ingredients. We've moved way beyond it. Today, modern technology, they can make almost anything from anything. So he wants to type it. I hear the svara to it. Even though the Prima Gomes Machmer Tamer Lo Brocha Nedav Pogum is only when it's a Vada Yisr, not when it's a Sofak Yisr. Again, I don't need a Chayach for it, but since it's only Machmer Tamer Lo Brocha, I think that would be enough. If you had something that was a Vada Yisr, so then Luchari would have the Prima Gomes Machmer Tamer Lo Brocha. Still the Ikra didn't write first. Maybe Machmer Luchari, if nothing else, because it's drop, it's Tima's Drabonon, it's only Nisr Drabonon, there's no Ach Sheve, there's no Chashash Sheve Yim.
So the
master,
you say they use toothpaste
for Hashem? I would say, as long as you don't know it's trash, you can use toothpaste for. And my Rish Kohl claims he was Mavar, that the only ingredient that's problem, that's potentially problematic, is the fluoride itself, which first of all, the Shishin connected it. Second of all, it is, the reason they put in all these flavors is because the fluoride has a very bad taste. It's even poisonous in large quantities, and therefore all the flavors are cover up the bad taste of the fluoride. So the fluoride itself is very much nice to come with gamma. It's misal miachil, it's telul even, and it's probably sewer. Chicken
and water?
I need to check. You don't have to run the rest. Or the body says you do is not to chewing gum because you want to slap the
dark. I mean, what's the difference?
It's not dark.
What's the difference in
toothpaste and chewing
gum?
Toothpaste also flavors. Oh,
you're not swallowing the flavors either. The toothpaste isn't going to be swallowing the flavors.
Right.
Swallowing the tongue.
Toothpaste not swallowing the.
That's supposed to. That's supposed to. In toothpaste, I don't think it separates the mammoshes and the flavor of toothpaste. The chewing gum separates.
I must
definitely swallow the flavor.
That's this.
The body's not to use the flavor straight.